From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. China has warned about the impact on global trading if President Trump proceeds with his plans to impose tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Meantime, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has continued to say any U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports would be unacceptable, and he vowed to continue to engage with U.S. officials on that issue. More on President Trump's tariffs proposal from national correspondent Jim Malone.
The president roiled financial markets by announcing tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum, a move that drew criticism from both parties.
So we're going to build our steel industry back, and we're going to build our aluminum industry back.
Turmoil is nothing new to the Trump White House and is likely a factor in his historically low poll ratings. But Trump is used to being an underdog. The turmoil also extended to the White House staff, where longtime aide Hope Hicks announced she's resigning. There was also growing speculation about the future of Trump's national security advisor, H.R. McMaster. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
White House Chief of Staff John Kelly has revealed to reporters it was determined months ago there was no need for dozens of officials to have top secret clearances. The U.S. Senate Select Committee on Intelligence is holding an open hearing on security clearance reform next week. Diplomats are saying that China has delayed a U.S. request for United Nations Security Council Committee to blacklist 33 ships, 27 shipping companies, and a Taiwan man for violating international sanctions on North Korea. Israeli radio reports that police have questioned Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife Sarah for the first time in a corruption case involving telecommunications companies. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May has said she is confident that a deal on leaving the European Union can be reached, but she did warn no one will get everything they want. That's out of Britain's pending departure known as Brexit. Britain is due to leave the bloc in March of next year, but wants a two-year transition period to help businesses adapt.
Under pressure to deliver details, Theresa May's speech was billed as a major step on the road to Brexit.
We all need to face up to some hard facts. We're leaving the single market. Life is going to be different. In certain ways, our access to each other's markets will be less than it is now.
Europe has said it will not allow Britain to cherry-pick the best bits of EU membership. May countered that she wanted the deepest possible relationship.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will be traveling to Africa next week, where he will meet with the leaders of several countries. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert.
Secretary Tillerson will meet up with leadership in each country, as well as the leadership of the African Union Commission based in Ethiopia, to further our partnerships with the governments and the people of Africa. In particular, he plans to discuss ways that we can work with our partners to counter terrorism, advance peace and security, promote good governance, and spur mutually beneficial trade and investment.
The United States recently put several affiliates of the Islamic State terror group in Africa on the terrorism blacklist. Nathan Sales is the State Department ambassador at large and coordinator for counterterrorism.
Africa has traditionally been an area in which terrorist groups have operated. And part of the reason for that is because they assess that they're able to move across borders undetected. What we've tried to do is stand up the capabilities, not just of military authorities in the region, but also border security authorities and law enforcement authorities in the region.
United Nations aid agencies are gearing up for the first delivery in months of desperately needed humanitarian assistance to thousands of people trapped in the besieged Syrian enclave of eastern Ghouta.
The convoy will be carrying food, medicine, and other crucial relief supplies from a number of UN and international agencies for 180,000 people. The UN Children's Fund, which is part of that convoy, will have supplies on board for 70,000 children. Gert Capillari, UNICEF Regional Director for the Middle East and North Africa, says nutritional and health supplies are a priority given the alarmingly high number of malnourished children in eastern Ghouta.
We have seen
Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA News. U.S. evangelist Billy Graham, who preached to millions and counseled presidents in his 70-year career, is being remembered as a man who loved his family and the Bible. He died this week and was buried in his native state of North Carolina. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.